Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Good morning and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm grateful to God for another day, and I'm grateful to have you on this call. So thank God for you. Thank God for you. I pray that you are getting yourself ready for an amazing week. It's going to be that for you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to have some trouble. It's going to have some difficult times. It's going to have some ups and some downs, but I'm telling you, it's going to still be amazing. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, I want to invite you to be with us on our recharge this Wednesday. Make sure that you are there. 7 o'clock, I think, is going to bless you in an amazing way. And I want to challenge you to make recharge a part of your weekly routine, that it's part of you growing in God. It's part of you making sure that you're spending time in God's word and learning God's word. And so we're going to spend some time around that and some other things that we will do. You know that we had a tremendous time last week. We had Dr. Bobby Manning, and he ministered to us from the place of emotional and healthy emotional spirituality, and it was such a blessing. It blessed us. It challenged us. It started moving us in a different road and down a different road, and so that was a blessing for me. I enjoyed it so much, and so just come on out this Wednesday and be a part of what God is doing. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Sunday, yesterday, we talked about surviving in this in-between place, your in-between seasons, and you know that your season has changed, but the weather has not. So you've come into your season of reaping, and the thing is, it's still cold, and you're ready to go out and reap your harvest, and the weather is still not the same as it as you would expect it in that new season. And the fact that the Lord spoke and said, you know, just because the season has changed and the weather has not, doesn't mean that God hasn't kept his word. So if the Lord has told you, like he has told me, that my season had changed, then I am learning. I had not been doing a good job of it, I must admit, but I am learning that I'm going to trust what God has said. The Lord said my season has changed, and I trust him, even though it doesn't seem like it, even though I feel like I'm seeing looking at the same wall and going in the same circle, I know that at some point God's going to allow the wall to come down. And so if you believe that, I want you to join with me and join your faith for believing God for amazing seasons and for amazing things happening in the lives of his people. I want to read a quote to you and then a scripture. It's something that I came across from Rick Warren in my reading. And he says, transformation is a process. And as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. There are moments on mountaintops and moments in deep valleys of despair. And that is the truth, and that is where we find ourselves sometime. But one of the things that we talked about on Sunday is we have to guard against discouragement. We have to guard against losing our hope, losing our grip on what God has called us to do and what God is doing in our life. And so I want to impress on you and just push into us as we begin this week that we guard against discouragement, that we guard against anything that the enemy would try to bring to discourage us and to keep us from doing the will of God and from becoming who God has called us to be, recognizing that the enemy is not your friend, and he's looking for every opportunity to discourage you and me this week. But we're going to join our faith early, and we're going to say that no, we're not going down that road. We are not going to be fooled by discouragement this week. We are going to find ways to honor and glorify God and to believe God to do what we cannot do. Believe him to open up doors. I want you to speak against and pray against the sense of unhappiness that you and I have been wrestling through. That's where discouragement comes from. That's how it seeps in. That's what it is. It is a sense of unhappiness that comes when we lose confidence in our own abilities and in the reliability of God, when we no longer feel like we can rely on God to do what God said, we are automatically moving down into the direction of discouragement. And so I want to break through that and bind it off of your life and believe God that you and I will not live in the place of discouragement. We will not stay there. We will come to a wonderful place of enjoyment, a wonderful place of enjoyment, and I believe God to do just that. Let's look at this text, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 through 10, and it says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, and the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." We have our issues. We are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. So that's why we're not discouraged. We have issues, but we haven't been destroyed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. And I want to pray that you and I will find the but nots in our lives, that we would look at, this is what I'm going through, but I'm not this. Mm-hmm. I might be in trouble, but I'm not forsaken. I might be hard pressed, but I'm not crushed. I do have pressure, but I'm not crushed. So we want to thank God and pray for those but nots. Now, those but nots in the text are opportunities that we might be grateful. Gratefulness is the greatest defense against discouragement. Finding ways to be grateful, finding things to be grateful for. And here's what I am learning to do. I'm learning to be grateful and thank God for everything. I know it sounds so cliche, and many people don't want to do it. And I understand that. But I am learning to be grateful for the things that go wrong as well as the things that go right. I'm learning to be grateful for the open doors as well as the closed doors. I'm learning to be grateful for the job I got and the one I got turned down for. Because if we can just build a spirit of gratefulness, if we can build an attitude of gratefulness, we can see the hand of God in a great and powerful way. And so this week, I want you to go on this journey of just being grateful for everything. It doesn't mean that everything was good. It simply means that I'm grateful that God brought me through it. Grateful that God allowed me the opportunity to choose. Grateful that they did not open that door for the job, because I believe that that means God has something else that he wants me to do. Grateful. I want to find ways to continue to be grateful. And so that's what we're going to do this week. And we're going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to look for every opportunity to be grateful to God for the things that he is doing. Good, bad, or indifferent, we're going to be grateful. We're going to thank God. Find a way to thank God for what he's doing. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Gracious Lord, I thank you so very much because you're good, you're kind, you're loving, your mercy is everlasting, your truth endures through all generations. Father, we thank you for another week that you have given us, another day to begin another work week. And so, Lord, as we go down this road and we walk into this brand new week, we want to be thanking you and grateful to you for the great things that you are doing, for the doors that you are opening and the ways that you are making. We want to thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We want to thank you for the miracles that you are breaking out in us. We want to thank you, God, for the answer to prayer that you are giving us even now. We want to thank you, God, for the doors that you're opening. We want to thank you for the pain in our lives. We want to thank you for the good and the bad. Thank you for the ups and the downs. Thank you for all of the crazy turnarounds, because all these things have taught us that you are with us. They've taught us that you've never left us, nor have you forsaken us. All these things have taught us that you are with us. And so, God, we walk into a new week looking for ways to beat back discouragement. We will not allow discouragement to grip us and to control us and to lead us down the road that's not pleasing to you. We're going to find ways to bless you, find ways to honor you. God, we thank you for the spirit of gratefulness that's upon us, because that spirit is beating back and destroying the spirit of discouragement. And so now, God, as we go into this week, give us the great joy of knowing that you are with us, the great joy of knowing that you're on our side, and we will trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. We will guard against discouragement today. In the name of the Lord, amen and amen. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I will talk with you on Wednesday. Bye.